And again, Kathy and Dave with you today, open phones. I know we've talked about a variety of things. We always welcome your phone calls, 537-1350, toll free 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN. If you have a topic you'd like to talk about, we'd love to hear from you. Hoping everybody had a good Easter weekend.
I was about ready to say something about Easter weekend.
Yes.
I had my daughter was here in town,
mm-hmm.
and so we spent Saturday night, had a, you know, for the first time this year, I broke out the grill.
Ooh, good for you.
Grilled some steaks. Had a nice Easter.
Not the traditional ham, huh? We had two large hams at my sister's place and brought a bunch of it home for sandwiches. So
I fried up some pork chops yesterday.
Oh, yummy.
Oh, you bet they were.
Looks like we might be getting a call.
Good morning. You're on K-Man.
Yes. I was reading this ballot initiative that they are proposing to have that you'll vote on for the money for the parks. And down at the end of it, it says also for replacing these linear walkways that they're going to lose when they raise the top of the
levees?
Flood levees,
mm-hmm.
right. So there's more to this than just
facilities.
And I think that's the secret code word for that. But these people can't be trusted just like that because they're the ones that don't open the pool till the 1st of July and close it August the 15th.
Well, trust I don't think is the appropriate word there.
They got a $5 million hole in the ground and they can't operate it. Sorry.
Well, unfortunately, they're not here to defend themselves today.
Yeah,
I know generally, and they'll be in tomorrow, by the way. We'll have City Manager Ron Fair and Mayor Pro Tem Linda Morse will be joining us on In Focus with a preview of their meeting. I know there's a lot of different opinions out there. So,
thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call and your comments this morning. I disagree with his use of the word trust or lack of trust there. Can't be trusted. But, there's not everybody agrees with everybody's actions. You know, working in politics for 4 years like I did, or, you know, on a commission, whether it's politics or not, however you look at it, there are tremendous difficulties in finding a balance.
Well, it's tough to be in a leadership
wants
role.
Wants and needs and costs. And it's extremely challenging. And you want to have a community that's vibrant and growing. And if you don't have a community that is forward-looking, you have a community that is going to spiral downward. And that's one of the things I think that those are important factors. By the way, got an email about this, I guess, yesterday. I wanted to bring this out. Red Cross training for volunteers today.
Oh, yes.
They're having this from 1 to 2. And this is at the Red Cross office at 2601 Anderson Avenue. The training will be for volunteers to help with their new handyman services program. Volunteers can install smoke detectors in the homes of the elderly or low income. Red Cross will be providing the training and do background checks on all volunteers. They had a schedule change at the last minute, but that is happening this afternoon from 1 to 2. That sounds like that would be...
It's a good way to help.
I can see that would really be advantageous, to have a service where people can install smoke alarms, which, for a lot of people isn't necessarily that taxing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are elderly or challenged physically, to have someone that can come in and do that, even to change the batteries sometimes.
Exactly.
Can be a formidable challenge for me.
High up on the wall.
So that's anything that Red Cross is doing today. And that is today from 1 to 2. Once again, that's at the Red Cross office at 2601 Anderson Avenue.
So. I appreciate you mentioning that. I know as we were talking earlier about how tough times are financially, I think the more we can help each other, I think that's what it's all about, is the local community working together on some of these things.
You know, there are a lot of things that, you take into consideration how people help. And I was really totally impressed from what I saw over the weekend with this suicide attempt.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not familiar with the story, I understand a young woman was attempting to jump off the overpass at Fort Riley Boulevard.
Sure, it's a woman, but yes.
And Seth Child Road.
Mm-hmm.
And police were there, trying to, condone to comfort this person,
mm-hmm.
to change the frame of mind. And we know how, you know,
difficult that could be.
We know how difficult that could be. But how cool is it that there were like 9 people that pulled over to help?
Exactly.
Holding a tarp in case she did jump.
Mm-hmm.
Because those are 9 people that you know, that took time out of their lives to do something to help save someone.
Exactly.
And, you know, the individual apparently did get some help.
Got talked into going
to
Via Christi.
So that's any deal. Mm-hmm. The other day, and this was, when was it? It was last weekend. I was pulling my trailer on Kimball Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this pickup had a pallet of mulch on the back of it. Stacked pretty high, but not stacked very well.
Oh.
And the individual that was driving his pickup, a woman, you know, there were probably 20, 25 bags of mulch that fell out during a busy traffic time on Kimball Avenue, blocking basically both westbound lanes and portion of the eastbound lane. And I pulled over, and it was just east of the fire department, over there by the entrance, over there by that overpass there, you know, the entrance to MBAF and all that.
Right.
And I pulled off on that entrance to MBAF and started pulling bags out. And then I think that there was a soldier. He was in uniform. They came over, and then there were a couple of guys from the fire department that ran up the hill. And there were probably 8 to 10 of us.
Oh, how
that,
neat.
That got all that picked off and stacked back.
We don't
in the
always
car.
Hear all those stories. We need to hear more of those.
No. And it was just, these are the things that just, I just love about being in a community that cares.
Right.
You know, you don't see that type of stuff in a big city.
True.
You know, and I'm not trying to, you know, toot my horn or whatever, but, you know, pulling over and making sure that, you know, if somebody comes around that corner and didn't see what was going on and hit some of those bags, that could have been bad.
Oh, yeah.
Could have been bad stuff, even though bags of mulch are, you know, pretty much will pulverize if a car hits it. But, you know, especially the situation here over the weekend with this person threatening to take their own life and people coming to that person's aid.
Right.
And to Rodney County Police. I saw the police department tweeted something about that.
Mm-hmm.
That what a wonderful community it is that these people would take time out of their lives.
Right.
To do that. Something that's coming up also.
It does say she, by the way. So I guess it was a woman.
It was a woman.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm looking
and
back
I believe,
at that post.
I believe she was in her 20s from what I gathered from, I think, one of the tweets that I saw. I tell you what. Hey, we got a phone call. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on K-Man's In Focus Open Phones with Kathy and Dave.
Yeah, I got a couple things here I want to tell you. Number one, this is not the Grand Canyon here. This is not Yellowstone. You know what I mean? So there's just going to be a limited amount of people come in here for that Discovery Center down there. I mean, it's a great deal. I hope the thing goes. But let's remember this. Like I say, this is not Grand Canyon in here, man. This ain't something that's really high on the list of somebody coming out here. But number two, you know, you mentioned, I think it was Friday, that a gal got hit. It might have been, I think it was Friday. You mentioned a person got hit down on...
down in Aggieville, 12th and Bluemont.
Yes.
Well, this is a serious situation, hit and run. I didn't see any of this in the newspaper. At all. Nothing. I don't know if you knew anything about that or not, but...
We honestly, had all kinds of stories on our... Yeah. We had it on our website, and of course, we talked about it all that morning, I think, too.
Talking about the newspaper. Newspaper ought to have stuff like that in there. You know what I mean?
You know what? I can't dictate what the newspaper does, and, you know, they do what they can, just like we do what we can. There are story priorities that come into play, and I can't explain, you know, why, you know, we have stories that escape us every once in a while.
We don't expect you to explain it, okay?
But well, thank you. Most people don't care what I have to say anyway.
I'm just saying, though, that, you know, something like that's pretty serious, you know, a hit and run. You don't see too many hit and runs in this town, you know?
Good point.
So anyway, I'm going to get out and talk.
No, good point. And I actually caught that early that morning. They had tweeted out some information, which we were very appreciative of. Things have changed about the ways that we do get information now, though. A lot of it is we get it on social media here at the radio station, too. And that came in the way of a tweet that I happened to see when I first came in early Friday and went, ooh, we need to do something about this. So we're not. We do have a scanner here that we listen to, but we don't constantly listen to it.
You know, and I think that that's one of the things, you know, in today's media society. You know, you take into consideration all the different resources that people have in getting information.
True.
You know, radio, television, newspapers, online. There's so many other things.
And there's always that balancing act of you want to be first with it, but you want to be right.
Yeah,
you don't want to put out erroneous information, but you want to let people know something's going on.
Yeah,
I know there was a case just in the last few weeks where it sounded like a pretty intense water rescue effort going on. Ended up it was just a boat somebody had left untied, and nobody was in that boat. So we did, you know, tweet a little bit about it, but didn't get, you know, luckily didn't overblow it because it ended up not being as big an event as it might have sounded like initially.
By the way, you know, one of the stories that I think was somewhat fascinating yet troubling is a story about the man that jumped off the bridge at the Bellevue-Paxico Bridge.
Yes.
And I don't know that there is still a search going on.
That's a very difficult case. And I know the sheriff in Pottawatomie County has struggled with it, Waubonsie County also, because they didn't really want to identify the man until family was notified. They did not know his name for quite a while. And I think finally the other individual involved in that whole thing, they must have gotten well. And also the family realized that this person was missing is what I think ended up happening. But it was a very unusual case.
9:48. I tell you what, we're going to take a short break. And then we'll be back and talk about a couple of other things. Of course, you know, our studio lines remain open. It's open phones time. News Radio KMAN in focus.
KMAN weather is powered by Colbert Hills Golf Course and Restaurant, offering 27 holes of championship quality golf plus one.